The first anniversary of Nepal's deadly earthquake is refocusing attention on the painfully inadequate reconstruction efforts. The aid group Save the Children says 3 million people are still without permanent shelter, as South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
Zara Lama lives in a village called Gumba in Nepal's mountainous Sindhupalchok province. 38 people died there in the first earthquake, his niece among them. It's the earthquake's anniversary on Monday, but Zara Lama says his life and his village remains in ruin. "We're living in a temporary shelter, a small house right now, with one mattress," he says. Asked how many people are crammed in there, he reels off a total of 7 relatives. The earthquake may have destroyed his original home, but the lack of a proper replacement stems from a man-made crisis, one which most analysts argue is the Nepalese government's own making. Tim Johnston is the Asia director of think tank the International Crisis Group.
"When it looked clear just after the earthquake they were going to pass this new constitution, we put out a warning saying that it was very divisive and it would eat up the government's time and credibility. And indeed, that's exactly what happened."
Pushed through last September, Nepal's new constitution triggered violent unrest among minorities in the country's south. They argued it marginalised them and protested by blockading Nepal's main supply route from India for 135 days.
"That slowed everything down. So, you know, materials couldn't be shifted around, fuel couldn't get to the trucks."
Ian Wishart is the Australian director of charity Plan International.
"This put a tremendous malaise on the recovery effort."
Plan's Australian government-funded reconstruction of schools is now approved, but rebuilding of ordinary homes still isn't. That's because a National Reconstruction Authority, announced in June, wasn't established until December. Crisis Group analyst Tim Johnston again.
"There was arguments over who should lead it. We believe that the enormous sums of money that will probably flow through the Nepali Reconstruction Committee has been an attraction for people, and that's stalled in many ways the disbursement, because people are worried that if they're not on the committee, they're not going to get their slice."
Aid group Save the Children is today issuing a report which puts the number of people still without proper shelter at 3 million. It has funds for 6,000 new homes to be built by locals trained as masons. All they're waiting for is government approval.
"And we're working closely now with the National Reconstruction Authority to get that agreement."
Jeff Franklin is Save the Children's Earthquake Response Director.
"We're hoping that that will happen here in the next couple of weeks, and we'd like to get started with that cash distribution, hopefully within the next month."
The crisis group's Tim Johnston says by dragging its heels, Nepal's government is risking the goodwill and the $4 billion international donors promised.
"I think it's unlikely they would have ever got the entirety of what was pledged, and I think the likelihood of getting that money goes down the longer they delay."
Meanwhile, Zara Lama, his parents, brother, wife and 2 small children remain crammed in their shelter. "We have the plans and local authorities' permission," he says, "but we haven't received confirmation of when our house will be built."
That's South Asia correspondent James Bennett.